from the basement.
What's good? What's good, y'all? Live from the motherfucking basement
again.
How you doing, man?
Good, man. I'm trying to get used to this new setup we got going on. But yeah.
No,
and we're sitting on the same chilling. Side of the table. We're typically like, man. It's kind of uncomfortable.
Why?
I it just feels weird, man.
You don't like sitting next to black people?
I think it is, man. Black people generally make me feel uncomfortable.
Make you nervous?
And I don't know how to deal with it.
Well, get used to
it's
it.
It's a nice bro. North Carolina jersey you're wearing.
Yeah, man.
You Tar Heels guy?
Not really. I like the color. I always like Tar Heel blue, man.
Okay, because I was wondering. I've heard you talk shit before.
Oh, yeah. Fuck North Carolina.
Okay, I was really? Just making sure.
Yeah.
It's still fuck North Carolina. Okay, cool. Yeah.
So, day after Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
Shouts to all our, you know, we got heavy, you know, Latino audience, man.
Big time,
so
yeah.
Salute to y'all, man. Hopefully, y'all had a good day yesterday. Got it in. Didn't go too hard. That was a good day. So, you had a couple, right?
I had a couple. You know what's funny is we ended up going to an Irish pub. I know, man. I know.
For real?
Yeah, we went to an Irish pub.
That's terrible, man. How are you going to go to an Irish pub?
Like, because here's the thing. Like, in this shitty little town, like the place we went to last time, there were a bunch of like yuppies that came in with sombreros and ponchos, and they were like, olé and shit. And it was like, what the fuck? And that bugged me. I got to be honest. It made me feel uncomfortable as hell.
Why did that bug you?
Because it feels racist or offensive. And I felt offensive. I'm sensitive to that. I'm a bitch when it comes to that
stuff. People be tripping though, man. Like, so my boy was on Facebook, was like going at, like, he was ranting. Like, he's like, man, he's like, if I get one more fucking text talking about happy Cinco de Mayo, he's like, yo, he's like, ain't none of y'all Mexican. He's like, what is y'all doing, man?
Right.
He's like, why are you hopping on the bandwagon? I'm like, damn, man.
Is that deep?
Is it really that deep, though? He commented on this is my hope. Like, this is my dude from, like, we born like a month apart, man. And he jumped on my thing. He's like, oh, man, you Mexican? And I was like, I am today, fool.
But see, I use the analogy of, like, if you were in Mexico,
mm-hmm.
Mexico is a bad example. If you were in, let's say, Spain,
mm-hmm.
and you go and there's a burger joint, it's an American burger joint. And everybody's like, oh, it's 4th of July. And they come in with cowboy hats and six shooters. Woo-hoo! Happy 4th of July. Would you be like, oh, that's kind of fucked up.
So like, if it was like Kwanzaa and then you like came in wearing like a dashiki or some shit.
I think that's like straight up. That's straight up asshole.
No, but I'm saying. But yeah,
it's true.
Is that the equivalent?
Yeah, I think so. No, I think 4th of July is the equivalent. 4th of July. Or some other, like, what's an African?
4th of July, who don't like to bang out and shoot fireworks and act a fool on the 4th?
Everybody outside of the United States. I'm just saying, like, it felt offensive, but we just didn't want to go over to the place. Their food sucks, and it's like one of the only places in town, but their margaritas are crazy, and we knew it was going to be packed. We ended up going to this place called Old Chilele, we'll call it, or some shit, O'Callaghan's or some shit. And we go in there, and I got a beer, and my wife got an Irish margarita, and we got these Old Chilele nachos, which were like...
Wow.
Potato chips with
that's
cheese
so blasphemous,
it.
Bro. That's just terrible.
So we did like the anti Cinco de Mayo. It wasn't on purpose, so we weren't being dicks. Like,
I'm giving you a hard time. I had fucking summer shandy.
See,
I like,
come on, man.
I was at my bar and like the two regular bartenders, shout outs to both of them, and they was just like, you're not, no, Tecate? Nothing?
You didn't knock back any tequila?
No Corona? You know that wasn't happening, dude. You already know. I was like, that's an automatic death sentence,
man.
And I had that junk getting shoved in the face all day. Take a shot. No.
No. People were buying it for you and you wouldn't take it?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, man. Come on, man.
Vodka, baby. You know,
yeah.
I had to stick to it. But I mean, shit, it was still just good just to be, you know, in the mood. And yeah, everybody was festive and having fun with it. That's how it's supposed to be, man.
Man, you've been having some fun, dude.
I've been trying, man. I've been trying. So this episode, man, this is... We talked about changes, and we talked about changes with the show.
Yeah.
But, shit, I done had some life changes.
Yeah.
So, the shit, it's crazy, man. So, like, I'm...
And, before you start with that, I want to say I'm thankful that you stuck with the show this time around when you
I know,
changes.
Man. For real. Yeah, so, I don't know. I mean, people, I don't know what people would pick up on or what they notice or whatnot, man, but... you know, if for those of y'all that are cool with me and, you know, might have friended me up on Facebook... You may have seen, you know, change in status. Man, I'm separated, currently separated. And I ain't gonna go into details of that about, you know, I don't know where that shit's. It ain't good.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm separated, single, bruh. After shit, 16 years altogether?
Damn. What's that like, though? Like, okay, is it?
Well,
do you feel lost? Because I always get the feeling that I'd feel lost. Like
I feel lost.
Really?
I feel like,
because sometimes I think I'd be like swimming in a pool of vaginas. I'm like, man, if I was single, man, I'd be all up in that. I'd have game for days. But honestly, man, I think about it deeply, and it's like, man, I think I'd be lost.
I'll say this, man. So like, all right, there's, you know how you always be like, man, I wish I could be like transport back to high school with the knowledge of now. So that's in some ways that's kind of what it's like, because you're single again.
Yeah,
you ain't shit. I wish I felt like I did when I was, you know, 21, 22.
Yeah, you're a wise old man though.
That would be but so you done seen some shit, you done sucked up, so you got that knowledge, right?
Yeah,
but it's how do you apply that knowledge now, because the game has changed, dude.
Right,
for real. So like, shit, I mean, back in the day, man, like you would meet chicks either at school or friend of friends, you know, shit like that, man. And now, man, everything is it's all internet, man, just like us. It's, everything's podcast, everything's digital, same shit.
So I mean, what's the game? I mean, all right, so like when we were kids, it was, the game was bar and like maybe church
and bar still obviously that's still a thing.
Yeah,
that can still happen. But like, shit, a lot of the people now though that go to the bar and meet is because they done met somewhere else, you know what I'm saying? And it's usually online. So like one of my homies from work was like, he's like, all right, dude, he's like, I know that sucks. He's like, first thing you gotta do though, get on these apps. And he's like, you gotta,
like what,
like Plenty of Fish is one I've been fucking with. Seriously, man, Plenty of Fish. And then shit, Tinder. Yeah.
No shit. Like, and it, for real, like, they're like, it's the real deal. It's not bullshit. Like, is it a bunch of people where it's...
No, you can meet some folks, man.
Really?
Like, yeah, it's crazy.
Because I get the feeling it's like angst-ridden teenagers just being like, trying to feel, make themselves feel important.
I mean, there's that too. So this is the thing, man. So like, for me, this is, the whole thing has been a new experience, right?
Yeah.
So you get on there, you set up your profile and all this shit, and this has been another weird thing too, man. So you meet people and everyone's like, everything is like, send me a picture, or you know what, I want to see more of what you look like. And I like, so I've been like taking more selfies, man. That lock song keep playing.
No selfies, you bitch, nigga.
Like that song.
Yeah, but
stop taking selfies, you bitch, nigga.
What? But you gotta adjust, bro. It's either adapt or die.
Yeah. Is it that bad?
It's that deep.
Is it competitive?
Is that real? Hell yeah, it's competitive. I think the cool thing is, right, this is what's different than like the Facebooks and the MySpaces. Like, you know how it was on MySpace, man. You like, you might see a cute chick, and you see all the thirsty motherfuckers just commenting on every. You don't see that. That's the cool part. So like, all your interactions is more one to one.
Yeah.
So that part of it is cool. So yeah, I mean, you have no idea what they doing. They have no idea what you doing. Except for the one annoying thing I will say about one of these apps is this show. Every time you're online, it fucking lights up.
Oh, so you're like, ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, man. So that kind of, that's some bullshit.
Yeah.
I really ain't digging that. But yeah, but it's crazy, wow, man. So yeah, so trying to get back out there, bro. It's the main thing I will tell you that's changed, man. It's everything is text. These chicks is like, they're cautious about getting on the phone. It's wild, dude. I'm telling you, it takes.
So
it's crazy.
So, all right. In a perfect world, though, what would it be? Is it easier now, though? Like, is it easier to score? Like, yeah, right, I don't want to say score, but I mean, is it easier to, like, is it easier to meet people?
I can't even say score. I'm on a dry spell, bro. I'm going to just throw it out there, man. Like, it's a drought.
Is it?
It's a drought, man.
Man, you guys got to help this man.
Yes, man. Help. I need you. Help me.
Help me help you.
Help. Yes, man. It's hard out here for, I'm
really,
you, man. Yeah, shit, I'm 39, bro. Fuck you.
You know what? You know what help?
What?
If you get one of the, get a white stripe right here.
Shit.
Get a racing stripe. Chicks racing dig stripe. That, man. They look distinguished and shit. They dig it because they think you're safe. There's a dude up at the local bar that does this shit. He's done it to my wife, and I got pissed at him. But he's harmless. You know the guy.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Fucking so, Norm.
Yeah, Norm. Yeah. And he's like fucking 60. But he knows he can get a touch and a squeeze every now and then and be like, oh, he's safe. He's safe because he's an old man. No, man, that motherfucker, he's getting exactly what he wants. He'd be like, look, I can show you how to, I took tantric whatever.
See,
and
I'm going to say this, dog. This is what is cool about it, I will say this. It's easier from the standpoint of, think of this, like, the app shit is like speed dating.
Yeah.
So you are, like, everything now is like swipe. So if you think someone look cool, swipe right. If you think they
damn, that's super swipe left. As fuck.
It is. But yeah. Then you can, like, I mean, you don't gotta go just off one picture. You can, like, yeah. Click on them and then go through their shit. But yeah, you're right. It is. It's fucking shallow. And in different apps is, you know, like Tinder is super shallow.
Yeah.
At least on the other side, you got, like, you can post a profile and, like, talk about yourself and, like, try to sell yourself or whatever. But
that's so weird, man.
It's crazy. But no, but, like, it's really, like, you're filtering. So, like, you're meeting the amount of chicks. Like, if you was out at the bar
yeah.
trying to meet women, it would take, well, I mean, I guess skill levels vary from person to person. But... You know what I'm
I
saying?
Like, so well.
you silly, man.
No, dude. I would
say you don't want this.
Yeah.
It ain't fun.
No, it isn't.
Nah,
isn't
man. Well.
Is all right, what's the fun part? Is it a double-edged sword?
It is.
So, like.
I will say, man, being single when it's cool is super cool. When it's not cool,
oh, third
it's
wheel
super
shit?
Sucks.
Or when you're bored at night type of shit.
Okay, just so. All right. So here's the thing, man. So, yesterday, I'm not going to incriminate nobody. So, we out for Cinco de Mayo. And I saw a real life Plenty of Fish hookup with my homie.
Oh, shit.
He had someone, and it was like spur of the moment, too. Like, they was on, I mean, they had already known each other, but he yeah. reached out to her on the app. She's like, where are you? We here. He's like, cool, I'm going to come through if you don't mind. She's like, she was supposed to have dinner with her friend, and her girl backed out. So yeah. she's like, I'm available.
Yeah.
And so my boy was like, yeah, you don't mind, do you? So I was about to be third wheel. I'm like, I don't care, man. Do what you do. Let's go. Yeah, run it. So she came out and it was like, all right, so that's what the app is supposed, that's how it's supposed to work. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You talk, you mingle, you get to know each other, and then you meet up in person, man. So that was cool. You know what I'm saying? That was some weird shit.
That was some weird
but,
shit.
We should go to music.
Okay.
But just get some questions. Anything you want to ask, man?
I've got
a lot. As
a
married man, yeah. Fire away.
Okay.
I'm going to answer everything that I
can. So when we come back, I can get questions.
Yeah.
All right, cool. I'm in.
Questions, man. Yeah. Oh. Tell you, bro.
Oh, dude. If you got your questions, it's info@livefromthebasement.com.
Yes.
Or Live the Basement on Twitter.
Domesticated house cat is on the loose, baby.
I'm interested. This is interesting shit. I'm very curious to see how this shit pans
real,
out.
Man. Yeah, check this out, man. This is the I'm calling him the free CD king.
Okay.
Crit is he's the dude, man.
Oh, Crit?
Yeah. He's back. He's at it again.
What album is this?
It's called It's Better This Way. And this one ranks up there with It's Fire, man. Check this shit out, man. We in the basement. Me a good day. Feel it in my bone. The sunshine. Shit me the flicker from off the chrome of the wheel. What good is the bass if you don't hear? Them tweets got to be clear. Is glass. Brush my teeth and wash my ass. Prep my beard, press my clothes. So water rag. Can't be busted with these Jordans. Crisper or not, you can't afford them. So I moonwalking out the crib. Blast, lint rolling perpetrators and bombers off my fab. Crank the whip once, press gas slash. I got it all the time. No static when it's cool. No static when you got a lot of crew and you're always on the go. Getting to it like you're supposed. No static when it's chill. No static when you kinda got a feel for something on the real. Living life for what it is. Now before I break them off, something proper. I got more colors in my paint than Cindy Lauper. Radio tape check. I hit my partner on the phone like what's on deck. Shout that bit that up, set that up cool. Just hit me when the drink fall through. I got a couple darling niggas just for the crew talking by. There's some single chick to mingle with a smash. They ain't the clinging type, they only hip a fashion. They camouflage and they smoking, drinking, put some cash. And one of them classy, I peeped her ass through a cash. I told her that my mouthpiece ever last. Then I got her all the mad. No static when it's cool. No static when you got a lot of crew and you're always on the go. Get to it like you're supposed. No static when it's chill. No static when you kinda got a feel for something on the grill. Living life for what it is. Domino slamming by deuce, four trains, sticky, icky, rolling, liquor flowing, niggas ain't playing no static. No static, motherfucker, no static. No static, motherfucker. Slip and slide, up and down the boulevard, creeping when you do it like a dozen. When we're buzzing, no sleeping, no static. No static, motherfucker, no static. No static, motherfucker, got the radar on, checking for the.
the laws, we ain't tripping. If the neighbors call, tell us keep it down. We ain't listening, no static. No static, no static, motherfucker, no static.
No static, got an automatic.
No static when it's cool. No static when you got a lot of crew. And you're always on the go. Get to it like you're supposed. No static when it's chill. No static when you kinda got a feel for something on the real. Living like a what it is.
Yo, who do free music better than this cat?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Wow.
Man. No static.
Man, Crit.
Crizzle is back, man. Good Lord. I'm telling you, the thing is, man, it's like.
This album just came out.
So there's the thing. So you see that the sign is like regular, follower, ordinary, pressure.
And then it's
all those
this
signs
way.
Is like, you know, that's the easy path.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, nah, you know what I mean? I'm going to keep going my own, you know, my own lane, doing my own thing. And
it's better this way.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, you know what's interesting about that? It says narrated by DJ Drama.
Yeah.
So is it like they're telling a story through the whole thing, or is he like, Drama?
No, Drama, it's really that. It's not narration like that. It's more...
Hosting.
That's it. It's more. Yeah, he's hosting on a couple of tracks, but I will say it's not obnoxious. You know what I mean? He's not on there like crazy. So it's good. That's good. But yeah, man. It's
I find
cool.
It interesting that Crit decided this doesn't get done anymore. He put out a mixtape that was hosted by a DJ. When's the last time you seen that?
Yeah, it's pretty rare, man.
Yeah,
pretty. And there's some fucking bangers on there, dude. I'm serious. There's some fire.
It just came out yesterday.
Tuesday.
All yeah, right.
Yep,
I'm gonna pick it up.
So yeah, check that out, man. It's and I think it's Dat Piff.
Of course,
say
it is.
It's hosting.
Of course, it.
Yeah.
It is.
So it's yeah, but I mean, production quality. You heard that? I mean, it's album quality.
Yeah.
So yeah, check that out, man. So now see, this is right here, man. I swear to God, we went to a song, and this is the app in action. So I just got an alert that says someone wants to meet you, and then unfortunately, though, this be my luck.
Ugh. Oh yeah, she looks good.
Oh,
all tatted up.
Yeah, this is how it be. This is terrible.
Oh, she kind of looks like what's her name? Dude, she looked like Nunu for a second.
Shit. Yeah. Oh
come on.
Yeah,
man.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm
really?
Out of here. That's what I'm saying.
And that's your age.
Yeah. No, I mean shit is. It don't matter. I get this. It's different ages, man.
Okay,
but I will say, man, yo, some toothless. Yo, I done got some bad shit. I done got some nudes.
Okay.
And that sounds cool,
shit.
Right? No, it wasn't cool. Bad nudes.
Okay.
Like nudes I wish I could like return to sender, motherfucker.
Hold on to that one for a second. Because we're going to come back to that one. I want to know, have you been struggling in the age department? Where it's like, they're like, shit, man. I don't know if she's younger than she really is.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, I mean, yeah, because that's the thing, man. You don't know about, people could be lying.
Yeah.
And I mean, people lie both ways.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, I've seen some women be like, I'm 35.
Yeah.
No, you ain't. You're 50.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, stop lying. Real. And
are there times where you're like, do you think you're getting catfished? Where it's like, oh, dude, she's too fine. There's no way. And then you back out of it? Like, my thing is, like, is it more or less exciting
like
than you
3 in the morning, man. Like, my shit would be like, and I finally had to start, like, silencing that shit. And, yeah, because at 3 in the morning, you get, like, the so-and-so has favored you, and those are always, like, the fake model pictures.
Yeah.
And you, like, for 2 seconds, you're like, oh, what? And then you click on it, and it's like, come on now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's some nonsense, man.
Okay.
But yeah, huh. Yeah. It's
so
cool.
How does it work in the other direction? Okay, so now, all right. So for young chicks, but have you had unicorns? I mean, have you come across any unicorns where it's like, oh shit, really?
God, man, shoot, I thought I had the W. Like,
oh really?
A win-win. Yeah, like, I was digging. Like, she was my type of hype.
Yeah,
for real. Like,
yeah, yeah.
And it's still, I mean, I'm still digging this person, but yeah. They kind of. It hit a...
Petered off a little bit.
A little bit, man. It hit a rough patch. So, yeah.
But, okay. So now what's the worst thing that you've seen? Is it a bit the old lady nudes? Like, what's the craziest thing?
It wasn't
thing
even
you've seen?
Old. It was just nasty. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah, man.
Shit sagging everywhere, stretch
like
marks.
Like, little boy chest. It was gross.
Oh,
it was
terrible.
I'm like,
dude.
Yo, that's not, nah, man. That's not winning. That's not winning. Dude, that and between up. That and the toothless people, like, the, I'm for
there's
real.
A lot of toothless people.
There's some bad
is
stuff.
There, is there,
I will say Tinder is a better selection.
Is it? Does it stick to your region?
Yes. It like is. It uses your GPS.
Yeah.
Or you can like put in a zip code. Okay. On Plenty of Fish anyway. Tinder. Yeah. Tinder is like a ripoff too. Like if you want to add like more cities.
Oh,
and,
you're,
like,
you're paying money for it. You have to pay money for it.
No, they're free, but there's to get extra. You know, like the extra features.
Yeah.
Yeah. It costs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's crazy, dude.
Damn.
Let me think. What's the coolest shit? Like. Man. Like, I mean, sometimes the funniest thing is like people who don't match up to like what their pictures are. Like there is one chick, man, like she's a freaking network engineer. And if I showed you the picture, you'd be like, there's no way in the world.
But
then she started talking. It's like all that Cisco jargon and shit. I was like, holy shit. I was like,
that's a unicorn.
Wow.
Did
yeah.
you? So that
I, you, nothing yet.
What?
But. Yeah, so there's some.
That's a unicorn, man.
Yeah, so there's some good shit to be found out there, dude.
That's a unicorn. We don't get that in our field.
That's crazy, man. Crazy. Any other questions?
So,
fire away, man.
Okay, so all right, we've talked about picking up women. We talked about the dating games changed, the apps and all that. Now, what about? Okay, you've been married for how many years?
It was 14.
14 years.
16 of like. If you count like dating.
And how long have you been doing this? How long have you been like
3 months?
Out?
3 months separated. And so like the first month and a half was just misery.
Yeah.
Like,
and now you're in bounce back mode.
Yeah.
So, all right. Do you feel the onset of like, okay, I'm going to have to get serious about looking for a chick? Or right now are you like, dude, this is fucking fun. Like, are you just getting down?
It's both. Like I said, like when I found the one that there was that connection.
Yeah.
It was, yeah, I kind of, for that, it was like, I was like, dang. I was like, wow. I wasn't expecting to find no one that cool.
Yeah.
That quick.
Mm-hmm.
And then kind of scared me, to be honest. I ain't gonna lie. It was like, damn, like this is like, bam, 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 bam. But then, like I said, we hit a speed bump. Like, and she's still cool.
Yeah.
Still thinks she's sexy to the motherfucker. But,
yeah.
so we'll see what happens. But no, so I mean, so there's both. But I mean, maybe that's, you know, I don't know, man. Maybe that's a blessing. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Maybe it's like, you know, because, you know, I'm connecting with homeboys that I haven't, you know, people that I stayed away from for a reason. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? I'm like, I mean, as a married dude, me chilling with y'all, like, probably not my best interest.
Do you wish you could
now
rewind
I don't give
with,
a fuck.
Do you remember old dude from, I'm not going to drop any names, certain dude has connections with certain people who was trying to get you to go out to Miami? Couple of years
oh,
ago,
yeah, no, he's it, still like he's like yo, he's like the ticket's ready, man. He's like,
what are you doing? Okay, no, wait, hold on. So Major has a dude that it's a person that it has connections with people.
Yeah, yeah.
Famous people.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's shit. Famous people. I mean, this fool like, be at the Playboy Mansion.
He does his thing, the real deal.
Yeah.
And. He's been married the whole time, and it's like a little brother to him. And
heck yeah, that is my little bro, man.
And
love him to death.
He's been trying to like get him to go out and like do stuff.
And
like
he's been good too, man. Like during the first month and a half, like he was like, because I thought he was gonna be the first
like
one.
Right
to
now,
like, man.
Oh yeah,
like hop on a plane, man. Let's. And then he was like,
I thought your ass is gonna be out of state.
Nah,
quick.
Man. He's like, dude. He's like, try to work that out, man. He's like, you know, he's like, we got three kids. You know what I'm saying? So
yo.
He's like.
Dude,
try to do what you can.
If I swear to God, if you pull this off, if you manage,
if I pull it off,
seriously, man, because you'll be a guy that crossed to the other side. Okay, we've been doing the show for a while. Yes, we have met our fair share of personalities and shit, but this guy has connection to, like you just said, at the Playboy Mansion. He's on that upper level shit where you could be like at parties, you'd be like, oh look, there's two people.
Ah, man, I don't know, man. Like the people he'd be around, man, that shit,
yo.
It still worries
no,
me.
No, I'm talking.
Bit.
I'm not even talking about the celebrities. I'm talking about
talking
the
about
first
the
class
caliber of chicks. He'd be
the first class caliber of females that you're going to be around. Where it's like, well, I'm with this guy, so that means you got to okay. Let's go. Isn't that the way it works?
Yeah, I guess, man. Like, I guess.
Damn.
He said the ticket's waiting, but.
Damn.
I don't know, man. I might take him on it later. I don't
babysitter
know.
And get the fuck out. man, dude.
That's it.
What's the scariest thing?
Ah, shit. Scarier the part that I hate the worst.
What's the part you hate the most?
Empty bed.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't gonna lie.
All right. All right, Eeyore.
That's some bullshit.
God damn, that's the truth. Yeah. That's
for real. You go out, you had the fucking greatest night at the bar, man. You might be to met somebody new, have a good conversation. You get home and that motherfucker is emptied in the bitch. Yeah, that's not cool. That's
feels not like fun. Shit.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. That's the downside, man. But the ups is just like I said, meeting new people.
It's yeah.
Like, you know, like that. Yeah, you know, I'm a social motherfucker, man. So I get like.
Is it getting boring? Shit. Is it like, that same scene over and over?
Man, I'm not really, I mean, it's
you're
like,
not out a whole lot, though. I mean, I don't think you are, you? You're not out like a ton. Man.
Shout out to KZU, though. We even got out there the last couple of weeks.
You talked about that, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good drinking scene.
No, let's paint a picture real quick. Because this dude texts me and says, yo, I'm moving to Kalamazoo.
I was fucking around.
Because you were like, dog, you were happy as shit.
No, but I mean, they got like all the key ingredients. They got like
that's
breweries.
A city in Michigan, by the way.
Yeah, man. Western Michigan University. They got like breweries, man. They got clubs. Anything you really want to do is like within walking distance. It's a dope downtown, man. It's a good setup.
Is it just an upgrade from Lansing or is it like?
It's smaller, really, but I feel like they downtown, man, goes toe for toe with Lansing, if not better to me. And maybe it's the new city thing just because I've never been there. A lot of times, man, you never been to KZU? Nope, never visited.
Now, you told me another story, and I hope it's okay I bring this up.
What's up?
You went into an interesting bar.
Oh, the gay bar.
Yeah.
That's
now, had you
first
done that?
Time, okay. Dog.
What? All right. I accidentally got
Fro go kill
didn't know,
me, man.
It was
me and Fro. Man.
I got, whoa, shit.
And let me pause the fuck out. Pause. Well, I missed the gunshots. I wish I had the sound effect. He's probably like, what? Hold on, man. He's like, you got to explain that.
With Fro.
That's what I'm saying. That couldn't have sounded more wrong.
Right.
And so, all right. So,
no, man, I was with a buddy of mine and we're looking around. We're like, oh, shit.
I would say we stuck out like,
yeah.
Sword. It was crazy. So, and the way we got there, I know people, if Marky's in the building, I'm sure they talking reckless, but. So we went there, man, and we was there to hang out with his sister. You know what I'm saying? So we was there to kick it, have fun, and she was there with some coworkers, and one of her coworkers was a gay dude, and he's I can't remember old dude's name, but cool as hell, man. So we drinking, having a good time, and this was right after Prince had died, and this gay bar was gonna be doing a Prince tribute and playing like all the classics and stuff. So they was like, yeah, we gotta go check that out, and they didn't tell us at first. We were like, okay, where is it at? They're like, oh, it's this bar. It's just a little bit down the way. And first of all, a little bit was more like a mile, mile and a half walk. But we footed that mug, got there, and yeah.
What did you know it was when you walked in?
By the time we had got there, we was walking for so long, we were like, dude, where are y'all taking us?
Yeah.
Like, it's weird because this is like away from the main strip a little bit. So we was kind of like, all right, man, where the hell are we? And so then they're like, oh, yeah, you guys are going to enjoy this destination. And they kept giggling. And then so we were like,
it was a
setup. Then they told us, and we were like, all right, whatever. We on our way. Let's go.
But
old dude got our drinks the whole time we was there. So we didn't pay for shit.
But you didn't score. There's no chance of scoring anything.
Shit.
Was there?
Oh, man.
Oh, because women think it's safe.
Yes. That stereotype is very true.
Really?
Yeah. There's a lot of straight females there. And they was doing that shit where they dance in packs. Because I think for them, it's cool. Like, they can dance and they don't got to worry about getting.
And that's like foreign to us as dudes. You're like, why would you want to get away from. Wait, what?
Yeah, it was crazy.
Like, I wouldn't escape to go dance. What the fuck?
Funniest thing, man. This one chick walked up and she tapped Fro on the back. And I think she was expecting, like, fairy voice. Mm-hmm. Like, I should have said fairy. But that sounds probably sounded bad. But I think she was expecting gay reaction, and Flo was like, "Hey, what's good?" And her eyes got big as it
she's
was
like,
hilarious.
Shit.
Yeah.
And she was like, so she thought like, she was safe.
Yeah, she's like, I was not expecting that. At least we just busted out laughing.
She's like, looks like a safe guy that I can talk to. He's not gonna try and fuck me.
Yeah, no. Nope. You got it wrong.
That's funny. There was a place we went into in Ferndale, Michigan, where we were like. We were hammered. We're like, oh, there's this bar. It's called Temple. Uh-huh. Should have listened to that from the beginning. But it's like an old schoolhouse converted to a nightclub. We go in there, dude. The music was hitting so hard, like the floor was shaking. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, God damn, like everybody is getting down in here. Like everybody's getting down. There's people on top of the speakers. There's like, it's beautiful in this place. And there's everybody's getting down. And it wasn't until a female walked by and she was the same fucking height as me. And I was like, God damn, I don't see. And I'm 6'5". And I was like, oh shit. Oh shit. And you like, you know how you can catch the look. It's like, and then we like, it was one of, it was like out of a movie, because I was with this dude, shit, that's funny, his name's Nate. He was a Marine.
Mm-hmm.
And he was very much like our Marine friend, where he's just like, fuck that, you know.
Oh, man.
So we like, we're looking, we're all hammered, but then it was kind of like a moment where like almost like out of The Shining, where the hallway's getting longer and the person's like, whoa, you look around and you're, oh shit, we've landed in, like, it was like a tranny bar, dude. Like, all like, of them were, like,
crossed. Like Police Academy or something.
Yeah,
shit,
we didn't even know.
Up in the Blue Oyster.
Yeah, it was exactly like that, dude. We didn't even know. Like, how could we have not known? And we're like, what the hell is that? How did we not know?
That's crazy.
Because the but bartender what, though, was smiling at me back. Funny. You would?
I swear to God.
Why? Because you feel safe?
Yeah, yo, it was like, it was going to be no fighting.
Yeah, it's true.
There's plenty of single women. And there's no there's
nobody dancing
much
up
competition.
On you? Ain't nobody dancing up on man. You, is it?
Not at all.
See, I don't think my ego could take it. Psh, some psh. Dude is like, hey.
And it also helped that the drinks was being paid for.
So, oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah. I mean, we
oh,
was
so
getting
that's a
free
great experience.
Shots
yeah,
and
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so I was
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
All right, yeah, this is cool. I was right. Like, yeah, y'all want to come back here? Yeah, I'll do it.
Sweet.
So, yeah. Shit sound, that's probably something y'all never thought you would hear me say. But, yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It was crazy.
So, goddamn, separation. And that's another thing, okay? And this is something that's been weird. And your personality, in a weird way, has completely changed. And I've said it like 100 times.
You keep saying that shit.
Dude, like you, it's almost like you like rebirthed or some shit. Like I've never seen anybody. And that's why I keep saying it's disbelief. I'm like, man, are you taking something? Because.
See, that's the thing though, dude. You never knew like this. Like I met you after the fact.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So like.
No, but you're just like.
But this was me. Like this was 21 year old me. This less of an asshole. I'm a better person now.
No, man, but you're just like, hey, man, what do we want to do? Before it would have been like, yeah, we might be able to do that. Now it's, what are we going to do? When do we want to do? Let's go. Ready to go? I'm going to go. Let's go. It's like, God damn, man. Like you, it's like, are you persistently on caffeine now or something?
Ah, man, just fuck. Like, let's, yeah, let's get it. I mean, and this goes beyond this too, man. It's like, just the kids, man, like, I mean, like, shoot, and that's been the, my kids have been, you know, they've, if it wasn't for them, I'd be a fucking wreck.
Bro. I hear that
but
so
I
much.
But I got them, man, and like,
I hear that
they
so
hold
much.
Me down. I love them to death. And it's like for them too, it's like, dad, we want to go do this. I'm like, come on, let's go. Like, let's go.
No
you
shit.
Know what I'm saying? It's like, make it happen.
Okay. So, fuck, man. Props to you.
Yeah. It's been cool, man. It's
the
been
rebirth
cool.
of major shit.
Yeah. Trying to be. But I'm telling you, the struggle is real, y'all. Yeah. Help a brother out, man. I'm struggling. Struggling. I mean, I shouldn't say struggling. That's
it doesn't sound desperate. Like you're struggling.
It's fun, but it's... I don't know, man.
Is it work? Do you go
I out, said the drought sucks.
Do you go out in a mission? Do you go out on a mission or you go like, I'm going to go out and have some fun with my boys? Or do you go out on a mission, I'm going to bring something home? Well, you can't bring
something.
You can't bring something home.
That's kind of the, that's bad. That's what's, that sucks. That's a major, I mean, shit, I could if I was a dirtbag, but nah, man, I ain't. Yeah.
Fuck. No, I know. I mean, but I know you. That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. I know you would, like, I mean, maybe in the right situation. Maybe whatever, but I'm just saying it's what
yeah, I mean.
Saying,
there's
it's
hotel
difficult.
Or her place. That's,
yeah,
that's my.
It's difficult
my
to bring someone home.
Yeah.
Shit.
But yeah, man.
How does that? Okay, I got one more question. Is it too late? You're gonna start.
No, go ahead.
Okay, one more question. We love our kids, right?
Yeah.
You love your kids. I love my kids. Our kids are awesome.
Hmm.
But it's got to make it difficult as a dude. Talking to women and being like, I got three kids. And
I
like,
will say this, tell you. Almost every girl that I've talked to, they got kids.
Oh, okay.
Like, that's one thing I'm finding, like, dude, unless you're venturing into, like, the college age pool, which I'm not, that ain't me, man. Like, and, I mean, they're great to look at, but, like, conversation with that age group is,
no.
Yeah, man, there's nothing.
And you don't want to be in a situation with somebody who's going to want to have more kids when you don't, you know, I mean, unless you...
I wouldn't mind having one more.
Really?
For real.
Man,
I'm open to it.
Crazy motherfucker.
I'm open to it. Crazy I'm for real. I swear. I'm serious.
Really?
But, yeah.
Man, who are you?
It's me, man. It's
Danny. You're wearing a North Carolina jersey. You're doing things like crazy. You're talking to crazy people and going places and shit.
It's fun, bro.
Man.
It's fun. Trying to have fun with it.
So I'm proud of you, man.
Some music, man. And you got a funny, like, a sidebar off of this, man. And this, we're going to call this, what's this episode? The theme has clearly been about relationships.
Yeah,
man. But the story you got to tell.
I don't know.
And I don't know how far you want to go into it, man.
I've been drinking,
but
fuck alcohol.
Yeah. Well, shit. Who hasn't? And drink it if you got it at the crib, y'all. What's your favorite off of? Have you listened to Layers, all of it?
Yeah. Royce,
what's your joint, man?
Oh, fuck.
That's.
I know you see me calling.
Yo, what's up? You reached 313-789-0509.
Be nice, bitch.
I ain't around. Leave a message.
Hey, baby, I know you're busy. I just want to see how you were and see what you're doing. I know you're in the studio. I'm about to go out with my girls, but if you need me to do anything, call me, okay? I love you.
Me and my baby started out like two peas in a pot. Me and my baby, nothing could come between she and I. That's my little missus, little fly, little chick, little thick, little thighs. Everything I'm into, she alright with it, and she don't trip, she don't mind. I'ma slide right in, get in her mind, cause she's a keeper. Anytime she's with me, nah, she ain't gotta lift a finger, she ain't gotta send a dime. She around me all the time, cause she's so cool, even my friends don't mind. That's my little missus, always so calm, always so kind.
Little missus on my mind, missus on my mind. I look forward to a call, I enjoy when you're talking. Little missus on my mind.
She never wastes my time, when she on my line, she stay on my mind. Oh my God, when she blow me good, it blow my mind. I'm on tour right now, now she texting me saying I was out doing ecstasy, Molly and coke with four of my girls, and I think I gotta throw up and go and lie down. I look at my phone like, wow, I think about all the Patron I down. Maybe that's your business, no judgment here, baby, that's your lifestyle. She said, I'm so glad you're not mad. I said, no, my doubt, but I gotta get the stage right now. But please be careful, hanging with the all-night crowd.
My little missus on my mind, missus on my mind. Hanging out, popping pills, now she's sniffing and she's real. Call me tripping on my line.
You reached 313-789-0509. I ain't around. Leave a message.
Baby, call me. I'm high.
I came back from tour. She done got skinny with acne. She got her hair dyed blonde and it's up in the barn. Her ass is flat and it's gone. I asked what the fuck was happening. She reached up and tried to slap me. I slipped and she missed it and then ran in the bathroom and slammed the door. I was like, hell, you alright? All I heard through the screaming was something about me following chicks on Snapchat and her having pics of me and her in a sack last, and she about to go sell to a site. She even told me she already sent the email to my wife. Damn, my little missus blackmailing me and shit. Now I guess she fell for the hype.
My little missus on my mind, missus on my mind. You completely switched into another bitch, so now I got a psycho mistress on my line.
For some reason, I believe the bitch. Best thing I can do is tell my wife before my wifey see the shit. Maybe I can loosen her up by taking her on a vacation and skiing trip. Maybe I can lean in for a kiss and plead the fifth. Damn, shit was all good just a week ago, until we hit a fever pitch. Now I gotta go on my phone and delete the bitch. Then I get a text saying I'm pregnant and I'm keeping it. I'ma get my child support and I plan on paying my lease with it. You ain't never gotta worry about hearing from me again.
I'm away from my phone for at least 2 weeks. I'm on a family trip with the wife and kids. Please leave a message.
You didn't tell me about no family trip. Fuck that bitch. Fuck your family. Ryan, I need you to call me.
It was all good just a week ago.
A time like this.
Royce is a fool, man. Yo, what kind of arrangement he got going on at the crib, man? My
Seriously,
goodness.
Man. His story's interesting, though.
Yeah.
Do you remember when we were at St. Andrews at one time? Were you there with us where he had the baby bottle of tequila?
I missed that one. I wasn't there.
Oh, it must have been. It was Fro.
It was Fro. Yeah.
Yeah, man. He had this tequila bottle. It was like half a gallon. And he was just carrying that bitch around with him everywhere. Man, he was hammered.
And this is
his
first album without no alcohol.
Shit's fantastic. And he's his first album on Billboard number one on hip hop R&B.
Man, props to Royce, man, for real. I gotta clap that shit up. That's
yes,
a long time, you know, for someone that's, you know, at the later stages, you know, of his career, man, I think
he's our age too.
He's like 38.
Oh, 38
or 39.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah, man, props to
Royce,
man. He's doing his thing. And he's always been cool with us, you know what I mean? Like, I remember I was worried too, because I've been a fan and I thought he was gonna be an asshole, but he was actually anything but.
No, his manager is a dick.
Yeah, Keno was kind of abrasive a little bit, but he made the interview happen,
man.
So shouts to Keno, unlike some other Detroit motherfuckers which shall remain they shall remain nameless.
That guy?
Yeah.
That guy. You know what? You know what's funny? Speaking of St. Andrews, like St. Andrews Hall, for those of you who don't know what it is, it's a location here in Detroit that it's an 8 Mile. It's the shelter. So like when you know the final scene in 8 Mile, the battle scene, that's St. Andrews. So it's like kind of a dive. It is a dive. But man, like we used to go to shows all the time. I was going back to some of all the interviews.
Dude.
Yeah, and it was funny. Like I just sent you a thing and it was like one after the other. It was Anderson .Paak, Stephen Marley, Warren G, and God, who else was it? There were like four artists, like right in a row, week after week after week after week. I was like, dude, you got to see this shit. Like, because we don't typically get much in Detroit. It was like, God
man.
Damn.
Anderson .Paak, I'm trying to go to that.
100%.
Man.
Yeah.
I got to check that out.
So we're hoping we can take audio and pull an interview, maybe a video. I don't know, fuck video, but
audio would be cool.
Pull an interview, man.
Yeah. I just want to see the dude perform, man. He's one of my favorite. The new breed, you know what I'm saying, and the versatility, man, where, you know, the blend of, I mean, it's soulful, but then sometimes he'd be almost on some rap shit. So like getting back to sticking to the relationship thing, man. We off my shit. I want to talk about this. Is a friend of yours, right?
Yeah, I got a buddy
who's got you just gotta put it out there, man, because the circumstances is fucked up.
Yeah. And I'm probably going to get some of this wrong, so he's probably going to call me on some facts on it. So I'll probably get some of it wrong, but for the most part, you'll get the gist of the story. Mm-hmm. So I may embellish a little bit, but fuck it. So I got a buddy at work, and out of the blue, he's like, I'm having a baby, dog. We were sitting at the bar, and he was like, man, I'm having
a
baby.
Just dropped that on you.
Yeah, he was like, we were drinking rye. We talked to the bartender, shout out to Green Dot Stables in Detroit. We were sitting there, and we were like, what do we need to drink? Bartender starts serving us rye. So we start drinking
rye.
It's like whiskey.
Whiskey? Okay.
Yeah. And it sucks. Yeah, I thought it sucked.
Okay.
Anyway, so we had a few. And he's like, dog, I'm having a kid, man. I don't know what to do. You know, he's like, do I leave her? What do I do? And I'm like,
how old is this kid?
Now, he was at the time, I think, 28, 27.
Okay. All right. So younger.
Yeah. And he was like, man, I don't know what to do. He's like, because this other chick who's got her shit together, this lawyer chick, like, I want to hook up with her.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, that's where I want to be, because she's got her shit together. He said this other chick was kind of like, eh, I didn't like, it was like, hook up with it. And so now fast forward a year and a half, and he's got a daughter that he, you know, of course loves without condition. And this chick is like a fucking disaster for him.
She's just a straight train wreck, right?
Yeah. So like she has the baby and she's in this depression thing. He was like, she has no aspirations to do shit. He's like, she quit her job. He's like, she was raised. To hear him talk about him, this is why I wanted to bring it up. The way he talks about her is comedy. Like, I've never heard anybody talk about somebody they're living with this way, and let alone the mother
like
of their child.
Disgust.
Like, he's like, she's a piece of shit, dude. Like, I got to get her out of my life. He's like, what lawyer do I need to talk to? He's like, I called Adam. He was like, I got to get out of this shit.
You come on the radio ad?
Yeah. Like, he was like,
for those of y'all that don't know, man, there's an ad we hear constantly.
I've never heard of anybody straight up loathe somebody this way. He'll come into work. He'd be like, he doesn't have to come into the office, right? Mm-hmm. He comes into the office
to get away
from her. He was like, she's not involved with the kid. Like, she just sits around and watches TV. You know what this motherfucker did? He has like a 70-inch TV, right?
Mm-hmm.
He has 70-inch TV in his living room. He was like, she sits around and watches TV all day and lets the kid run around, right? He's like, you know what I did? He's like, I went and bought a 32-inch TV, put the 65-inch in my office, then put the 32-inch in the living room. Wow. And he's like, fuck her. He's a straight up. He just fucking hates her, but he bought a house.
But she ain't doing what she's supposed to do, right?
She's not doing her mom
goes,
thing.
Like, she's not parenting. Not
no, her ego's getting in the way of everything. And yeah, and his thing was like, he was like, man, he's like, so he started looking into getting away from her.
Mm-hmm.
But he wants full custody. He's like, she's not fit to be a mom. She sucks at being a mom.
That's so hard to prove, though, man.
Yeah.
So hard to get that.
Yeah. And so like he's like, I want full custody. But he says basically she has to be a crackhead in order for him to get full custody of that kid. And even then she would be seeing the kid on the weekends. And he's not trying to take her away, I don't think. But the thing that's
he wants her to get her shit together.
Yeah. And here's the thing. He was like, yeah, she was saying she's going to get a fucking job. But he's like, she hasn't driven a car in like a year. And he's like, we're going to go get her license and shit because it expired. He was like, well, little did I know, she tells me today that she has so many tickets, she got a warrant out for arrest, so she can't go pay off that shit to get her license.
Wow.
He's like, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell her that I'm taking her up there. She's going to probably get arrested, but I'm going to bail her out.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm going to do is say, uh-oh, I ain't got any more money, and just let her ass sit in jail.
Damn, dog, that's cold-blooded, for real?
I was like, God damn. Like, that's really hard. Like, why would you do that?
He must hate
her. He was
her
like,
guts.
Fuck her. He does. He was like, I'm going to go to care.com and get me some bitches because he's going to get babysitters. He's like, because they care about kids. He's like, so he's going to get babysitters and he'll try to hook up with babysitters. God. So while you're on Tinder, he's going to care.com to pick up chicks that like his kids.
Man.
So, I mean, but what do you do? Like, what do you do? If you actually are a dad who's involved, like he's involved to the point where he's getting like, you know, memory foam mattresses for his kid. Like he does, he goes all out. He's like, this is the type of
food. Yeah, he's a good dad, man. He's doing his thing.
He's doing everything a dad plus some. You know what I mean?
I feel bad for him, man. Yeah. I ain't even met dude yet. But
yeah.
It's a bad predicament, man. And I can say that I feel fucking blessed that I haven't been with anyone that even during the worst of it, I ain't never felt that way. That's just crazy.
I'm sure some of it he's.
Oh, you think he plays it up a little bit?
Yeah, but I mean, the hate comes through.
Is she a dirtbag?
No, I haven't met her.
Okay.
She sounds like a dirtbag. I mean,
I'm just saying.
Damn.
I'm just curious.
Yeah, I mean, damn. I don't know what else to say. Like, it's a shitty situation. It's like, man, I feel bad because sometimes he comes in pretty pissed off and he's like, man, fuck her. Like, man, when you meet him, be like, hey, man, how's your girl doing? He'd be like, motherfucker.
Man, dude.
He's a funny dude, though, man. Shouts to him. I feel bad, though. I feel really bad for him. I wish him the best. I hope he gets his kid full custody or works it out with her, whatever happens, you know?
Yeah, man. So for people that's like, you know, for the people that's listening or whatever, throw some advice. Because maybe, you know, we got a pretty wide reach. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So maybe there's somebody out there somewhere that is, you know, been through something similar. Maybe they can give him some advice on, hey, man, here's your exit strategy. Here's how you can get the hell out of there, get your kid in your hands where you know she's going to be taken care of. And
right. I mean, maybe the best idea is to put her ass in jail. Let her sit in jail.
It sounds harsh, but yeah, I mean, maybe that's what it is.
He says she came up kind of spoiled. I mean, let her sit in jail for a night.
That is an option.
That's such an asshole thing. I love it though.
I know.
He just talks about it like it's no big deal. He's like, hey, fucking put her ass in jail. Let her do it. Let her go in jail.
That's so bad, man. That's terrible.
Should we close this episode out?
Yeah, man. I think we about ready, man.
All right.
Now, let me see if I can find this joint that I was listening to the other day, man. It was killing.
New format?
Oh, man. DJ Quick.
DJ Quick?
Yeah. What problem? Shouts to Hip Hop Hype put me up on this joint.
Oh, man. This is the new album. This is the EP.
It's an EP.
Oh, yeah. That's a good album.
Yo, you see. And I promise y'all, we're going to get back to our hip hop shit.
Yeah.
This was some therapy. And I needed it. And I love y'all, so I needed. I had to put it out there, man, because I'm sure people have been looking like what the hell is what's.
Yeah.
Shit just seems weird. So yeah, this was for me. It was therapeutic. So maybe this may not be y'all favorite episode or
the show grows with you, man.
Yeah, but it is what it is. But we about to get back on our hip hop shit. But DJ Quick took some jabs at Yeezy. Like,
oh, I didn't hear
some
that.
Some serious. He called him, called him a Kardashian.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, he basically, he was hating on Life of Pablo, yep, and was like, you know, he's like, I mean, he's like, your fans aren't stupid.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, they recognize quality, and he's like, give it to them. He's like, what you're doing right now is not, you're not delivering. So he's like, he's like, this ain't a diss. He's like, this is a challenge. Basically trying to motivate Kanye, like, I know what you're capable of, and right now you're not doing it.
Yeah, that's not the right way to motivate him, though.
You know, I'm just curious. Oh, but, you shit. Know, Quick's never been one to bite his tongue, man. So nope. I thought it was interesting.
Maybe we can get an interview with that guy one day.
I would love to. We'll see. He's coming back to Lansing.
I know, man.
You remember we tried to go last year, man, and he bailed. I'm trying again, dude. He will be at Common Ground, which is like our annual summer music festival. And he's going to be there again, man.
We'll see what happens.
I'm going to give it a shot. We'll see.
I hope.
I can only hope, man. So this right here, though, is called A New Night. Rosecrans Groove, and to me it's almost like Tonight Part 2, which is, you know, that's a classic Quick record, man.
Yeah,
this joint right here is fire. We're closing it out, episode 47, baby. Major and Mac, we in the basement, man. Holler at us.
Yeah.
At me. I got ladies in the front row looking OG. I got a stiff pair of Levi 501s on my britches and got a stiff third leg for when I doggy my bitches. I got a working record label. What the hell y'all got? I got Jimmy Purple Haze. What the hell y'all got? And I still own the equipment that brought my deal. Was smart enough to buy multiples because y'all niggas steal.
Funny looks, funny stares. Every time I come around tonight, I'm so ready for whatever, cause it can't go down. Cause these streets don't love nobody. Man, these hoes don't love nobody. Man, these streets don't love nobody but themselves.
Come on. Problems gon' come, you gotta deal with them. Fake niggas, stop politicking on real niggas. Talking greasy on motherfuckers that kill with them. Snitch right on his partner, they gon' chill with him. Right at his mama house like nothing happened. Cops hit his mama house while his granny napping. Hoes make niggas turn to something else. It gotta be a better way, shit is something else.
Cause ballin' just ain't gon' stop no time soon. No, oh, oh, oh. So you might as well get to the money like I do. Whoa, whoa. Every time I come around, I'm so ready for whatever, cause it can't go down to tonight. Cause these streets don't love nobody. Man, these hoes don't love nobody. Man, these streets don't love nobody but themselves.
Basement.